We're delighted to have Sarah Ermentinger joining us from True Community Credit Union.
Good morning.
How long have you been there?
I have been there. It'll be 23 years in October. 23 years. Yes.
Boy, you are making me feel old.
I'm feeling old.
No, you look great.
I am.
23 years.
23 years, yes.
So how's the change going there?
It's going well. So it's been quite the year, you know, when you pile a pandemic on top of everything else. But, you know, we had two name changes, a charter change, which helped us expand a little bit into the whole state of Michigan now for our eligibility. And we topped it off with a merger with Washtenaw Community Federal Credit Union. And though they are now on board, and we have those 6,000 members all on the same system, so we are moving ahead as True Community Credit Union.
What's been the biggest challenge, though, with the pandemic?
More or less just staffing, you know, keeping everyone safe, making sure everybody's safe and happy and healthy. And we've actually been able to explore the work from home option. So now people have found that they love and can work from home now. So we have some of that, which was probably a benefit from one of the benefits of the pandemic. But we realized we could be agile in that and allow people to work from home if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you expand your base quite a bit.
Yes, yes. So that's what we're going to look to move forward in. We've made it a lot easier for our indirect auto dealers to make people eligible, so that's been good for them, and so they can just go into the dealerships and join right away and not have to look for certain ways to be eligible. So now it's just live, learn, work, and worship in the state of Michigan.
And still very involved in the community.
Yes, yes. And so now we are looking at being as involved as we are in Jackson in our other communities that we serve, such as Mason and Ypsilanti and Saline and yeah, so we're moving ahead.
So Sarah is also the chair of the board of directors of the Jackson School of the Arts.
Yes.
Okay, I don't get downtown often, but I'm standing downtown talking to Andy Hawley, and Phil Curtis comes by and kind of drags us over to the the School for the Arts, and we got the 25-cent tour.
Yeah, what
do
you think?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's an incredible building. And, you know, I think everything happens for a reason. And we were able to secure the Vermeulen's building at the right time. And it just all fell into place. So, you know, about a year ago, we were sitting there debating on, is this going to work? Should we do this? How do we do this? And a year later, here we are. We're getting ready to move in sometime in November. And we're ready to roll with expanded classes, a beautiful facility that's three times at least the size of our current space, now handicap accessible with an elevator. It's everything we've wanted and wanted in our campaign, so, and more. And so we are looking ahead to really build out the Jackson School of the Arts.
Yeah, brand new elevator. I think somebody donated for that.
Yes, yes. And so we have a significant amount of donors that have contributed to make this all possible, and have actually, some from the original campaign when we started a few years back, and then they came back and said, oh yes, this is it, we want to do more. And so we have a ton of great donors on board to make this all happen. And we're expanding. We have a new theater space that's going to be a dedicated theater space with seating that we can move around. The kids can do all of their plays and perform. We're going to have a preschool. So we're going to have a preschool daycare. We're looking at having a dedicated space for that. So before, we were maneuvering around, switching and moving, changing spaces as we needed them for different classes. And now we have dedicated spaces for each of these wonderful programs. Three dance classrooms with dressing rooms, places for the kids to dress and change. Study areas and quiet spaces for kids in between classes. A space down on the lower level, main level, where parents can sit and watch their student or their kids on television during class, so they're not disturbing the kids or being distracting, and they're able to let them watch their kids perform and do their thing. So it's pretty incredible what we're able to do.
Yeah, what was amazing is how many large spaces, large different spaces there are in that building. I was astounded.
Yes. And, you know, as we got into the building and started building it out, we found that we have a space that we are now going to be making a gymnasium. So we're now able to offer gymnastics programs for younger kids, you know, the tumbling and all of that. So we have a space that's going to be for that. We've expanded into Taekwondo and partnered with a Taekwondo instructor that now is going to come over to the new building with us and
wow.
do that. We're able to expand some of the adult classes for art and dance. And so it's going to be really a neat place. We also added a patio, a rooftop patio for events. And
that is really cool.
Yeah. Just we've really gotten into the space and utilized every area and really maximized it the best we could.
How many kids do you think we'll be attracted to this? Or?
We're already starting to see lists build up. We already started our fall programming, and classes are being added and maxed out. Waiting lists are starting. And so right now, you know, pre-COVID, we were at about 900. We're looking at climbing back to that right now. And so we're going to be looking at around 900, hopefully.
Wow.
Plus more, if we can.
A lot of work going on inside. To get it ready.
Correct. Yeah. A lot of every day there's something new. And I've probably been to the building about a half dozen times over the summer. And every time I go in, there's something new and a tremendous amount of progress being made. So the teams there are doing an amazing job.
Yeah. I couldn't tell, but it didn't look like they had to really knock down any walls or much rearranging of the building.
They've tried to keep with some of the aesthetic of the building. You'll see some of the exposed brick and some of the beams. They've really done Mercer's done an amazing job in working through that and maximizing those beautiful aspects of that older building and then utilizing the space. We've had to add a few walls and do some, but not much. Yeah, they've done an amazing job at building out that space for what we need.
Now, I think you're still fundraising, right?
Yes, we are super close. We had a $4 million campaign, and we are just short about $350,000. So we're really inching toward the finish line. So we're still looking for donors, looking for supporters. Anything and everything helps. But we mm-hmm. still love to take people through the building and get them excited, and that's how we're getting them on board. So, you know, anyone can call and reach out to the JSA to see how they can get on board and support the finish line for this building.
Now, do you take students from anywhere in Jackson County?
Yes.
How does that work?
So we are on a sliding scale for the classes. So that's how we are trying to make the art classes and dance classes accessible to everybody. And so no matter how much you can do, it's based on your income, and we will get
kind
you
of
in a class.
Sliding tuition.
The sliding tuition, yes, yeah. And about 70% of our students are on that, and so we are able to do that mm-hmm. With great success, just to make sure that everyone that wants to take these classes are able to.
So, do you have a date in November, or is that just kind of a ballpark?
So
figure?
Right now we're looking at probably the first week in November. So right now it's tentative. We're working around some things to finalize, you know, when the furniture is getting delivered and all of that. So the mm-hmm. final touches, but we want to be sensitive to that. So we'll be probably announcing the final date coming up soon.
And there's, I guess the parking is in the back of the building?
Correct, yes. There's parking on the side, and we're right next to the bus station for accessibility as well.
Right.
And then there's parking on the side and the back. And then, you know, majority of our classes take place after hours at night. And so a lot of parking opens up at night around the city as well.
Pretty exciting. I know you were there when they just got ready to try to raise $4 million. That's a big number.
Yeah, it is a big number. And actually throughout the campaign, we've kind of added on to that just based on, okay, we have a momentum, let's do this. And so we've been able to do that, and with great success. So we've had tremendous support from our board, and the community has been amazing, and the donors just have been really excited about this.
What should somebody do, find out more information, go to your, do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website.
Go figure.
Yeah, of course we do. I would hit the website. I think it's jsa.org or jacksonarts.org. And just, there's a campaign page, so you can get updates on the campaign. And if you want to donate, you can just press the button that says donate now and help us out.
Phil really didn't drag us over there.
No, he didn't.
We walked.
Oh, good, good.
Hey, thanks for coming
out. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Good luck.
Yes, thank you.
The project.
All right.
Sarah Ermentinger.